are you doing with that saddle?
Tonight are the finals of the indoor polo season. I intend to lead my team to victory.
Good luck, Clayton.
Luck? Luck is only for the incompetent.
Probably why she said it.
You know, Clayton, I have a question. How do you manage to ride the horse so fast and hit the ball at the same time?
Well, in the heat of competition, the skilled player becomes part of the horse. Hardy har har har.
Ta-da!
Daddy, please.
Katie's school orchestra is giving a concert tonight, and Katie has a cello solo.
Oh, and I am looking forward to hearing it, Liebling.
A solo. Congratulations.
It's not really a solo. I play seven notes alone in the middle of Fool on the Hill.
But she does them brilliantly. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
What was that?
It was meant to be the cello.
Is something wrong, Denise?
I'm not sure, but I think I'm going to have a baby.
Oh, of course you are. Look at yourself.
Don't worry. You'll know when it's time.
Ah! Oh! It's time.
See? I told you she'd know.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Call the gym.
You mean call the hospital?
What did I say? I said call the gym. Pete, is that the gym?
I'll call.
Oh, get my suitcase.
Oh, well, yes, but...
My suitcase is in Pete's office. Move it! Move it!
Is there anything I can do?
Follow your father. Make sure he doesn't get lost.
Good plan.
What gym?
Oh, it's either Maury's or Marty's. It starts with an M.
I better get a phone book.
Oh!
Okay, hold on. Now, just take it easy. Just take it easy. Everything's going to be all right. Now, is there anything I can do?
Yes, get me to the hospital.
Now, you want to go now?
Yes, now.
Oh, yeah.
Take it easy. Everything's under control. My car's right outside. You want me to drive? Maternity.
Fifth floor.
Thank you.
But hold it.
What?
We can't go upstairs until we've been admitted.
Well, how long will it take?
As long as it takes.
But this lady...
Name?
Denise Downey.
And the doctor's name?
Dr. Kenderly.
Dr. Kenderly.
We have ears.
Ah, good. I couldn't tell.
Something we want to say.
No, sister, can we just get the lady upstairs?
We're not going anywhere until we've been given a room assignment. Those are the rules.
Oh!
Can we hear that? Baby doesn't know the rules.
We don't like that tone of voice.
I tell you what, we get her upstairs, I'll come back downstairs, and then we can keep me after school.
We'll try to locate Dr. Kenderly.
There they are, Daddy.
Oh, well, why are you just standing around?
Well, we're waiting to be admitted.
How long will that take?
As long as it takes.
We've located Dr. Kenderly. He'll be with us in about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Kid will be in college by then.
Here's our room assignment. We're in 507. That's a nice room. The television works.
The baby will be thrilled.
Wait, I can't do this without Pete.
I hope the baby knows that.
Now, what's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? She's going to have the baby.
What? Now? That's impossible. Everything is scheduled for next Tuesday.
Pete, honey, it's happening today.
Yeah, but I ordered everything for next Tuesday. The candy and then the bowl of fruit and the balloons that say, "Welcome, Karen."
Who's Karen?
Oh, that's the name we picked for our little baby girl.
We didn't pick Karen. We picked Sharon.
Oh, great. There's $20 worth of balloons down the drain.
I'll give you $20. Let's get her upstairs.
Here we go. What floor?
Five.
Oh, sorry.
Upstairs. Katie, wait here for Miss Krause.
Okay, Daddy. Bye-bye, Denise.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Katie, where is everybody?
Oh, they just went up to maternity.
Oh, look at this. Is everything all right?
Oh, Denise is fine. Pete's a basket case.
I forgot Denise.
She took the other elevator.
Thank you very much.
Now you know why men never have babies.
Why?
Because they are all pinheads.
No, Benson, kind of nervous.
Oh, don't worry about a thing. Denise, this will be over before you know it.
I'm really happy you both are here.
That wasn't a very smooth landing, was it?
Guess we're here.
Oh, those doors are really slow in opening.
What's wrong with this thing?
Wouldn't this be some time to get stuck?
See, we weren't stuck. Now we're stuck.
I don't believe this. Benson, what are we going to do?
Let's stay calm, Denise. They'll have us out of here in no time.
What? These doors are shut tighter than a tomb.
An interesting choice of words.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
I wonder what this emergency button does.
Thank you for pressing the emergency button.
You're welcome.
Should you require assistance, please pick up the telephone.
Oh, good, there's a telephone.
You will find it located immediately adjacent to the car's controls.
I got it. Behind the panel marked
emergency phone.
Yeah, I got it. I just can't get it open.
Thank you for pressing the emergency button. Should you require assistance, please pick up the telephone.
Yeah.
You will find it located
immediately. I got the panel. I can't find it. It won't open. That gum thing. Huh? Hey. Here we go.
You need some change?
It's buzzing. Hello? Oh, hey, hey! Listen, we're stuck up here on the fourth, fifth floor or somewhere, and we need help. Yeah, can you... Who is this? Pete! Let's see. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Well, the good news is that Pete knows we need help.
Oh, all right.
And the bad news is that Pete's stuck in the other elevator.
Excuse me, but we need help. Our Sinksy's elevators are stuck.
Do I look like Sister Goodrich? Use the stairs.
You don't understand. There are people in those elevators.
Yeah, pregnant people.
Stay calm, girls. We'll call maintenance.
Don't worry about a thing, Katie. I'm in charge now. I'll take care of everything.
You smell like a horse.
I came as soon as I heard. Where is he, Miss Krause?
Who?
The governor.
Oh, well, I think a part of him is on the fifth floor and part on the fourth floor.
Oh, it's worse than I thought.
Clayton, what are you talking about?
The governor. When I called the mansion, they told me the governor had been rushed to the hospital.
No. Denise went into labor.
You mean the governor's not here?
Well, yeah, he's here, but he's stuck in the elevator with Denise and Benson.
And Pete's stuck in the other elevator.
That's it?
Isn't that enough?
Maintenance is on their way.
On the verge of victory. I left the match for nothing. This really ruins my day.
You know something, Clayton? Nobody cares.
Maybe nobody knows we're stuck.
Governor, we've been in this elevator 40 minutes. Surely in all that time, somebody has tried at least once to use the elevator.
You're getting cranky. You know that, Benson?
Would you like me to leave? What's the matter? Are you all right, Denise?
What do you think?
Benson, please.
Maybe you should get up here on this table.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
See you, Matt. I've noticed that Denise is getting a little irritable, and that usually means that the woman's getting ready to deliver.
You call me all the way over here to tell me that.
I'll get it. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi, honey. How you doing? Oh, yeah, calm down. I know it was a stupid question. Now, how are your contractions? 2 minutes!
Oh, calm down, Pete. Calm down. It's not going to help if you get hysterical. Well, what? Gee, I don't know. I guess if it comes to that, Benson and the governor can do it.
Do what?
Pete, I'm not going to ask them to close their eyes.
Benson.
What?
Have you ever delivered anything?
The mail.
I delivered some puppies one time.
Good, then you got the job.
I love you too, honey. Oh, Pete, I'm going to hang up now because I'm about to have a contraction. Oh! Oh, boy! Oh, oh, oh!
Actually, you should do it, Benson. She's your secretary.
Don't touch me! Whoa, that was some humdinger. It won't be long now. Oh, my goodness! Whoa!
Oh, all right, okay! You get those sheets! You get up on that tape! Oh. You got some privacy here. Here we go. Okay, let's put this up and we get some... Yeah.
Haven't they got those elevators running yet?
They've only been at it a few minutes, dear. I'm sure they're working as fast as they can.
Good evening, sister. I'm Dr. Kenderly. Can you tell me what room Mrs. Downey is in?
She's not in a room. She's stuck in an elevator.
No, you're kidding. Is that right?
We're afraid so, doctor.
Well, let me know as soon as they're fixed. Maybe get a cup of coffee.
Just a moment, doctor. I think you should be aware that the governor is also stuck in that elevator.
Well, there's nothing that I can do for him. Unless you're soliciting for campaign funds.
Soliciting? Do you have any idea who I am?
Well, judging from your outfit, I'd say you're a very tall lawn jockey.
So where is that kid gone? I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind.
My dad must be a nervous wreck.
Oh, don't worry, Katie. I'm sure your father is perfectly capable of handling this situation.
You kidding? He tried to help our dog deliver puppies, and he fainted.
Hey, shut up. I just hope we can get out of this elevator before we have to do anything, you know?
Benson, I have a confession to make.
Hmm.
Remember those puppies I delivered?
Hmm.
After the first one, I fainted.
Don't worry about it. She ain't gonna have but one baby.
Yeah. How's she doing?
Well, I think we're getting pretty close here.
Okay. Tell her to start her breathing.
She is breathing, Pete. Okay. No, she can't come to the phone right now.
Tell her good luck. And, I love her.
Denise? Pete says good luck and he loves you.
Oh, tell him he's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
She's delirious. She says that you're the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to her.
And I wish he was here.
And she wishes you were here.
Sounds like you'd kiss his cute little bunny rabbit face.
She says thanks so much for calling. Goodbye and goodbye. So how are you doing, Denise?
Oh!
Benson, maybe you'd better go check on her.
I just checked her.
Well, good. Then you'll know if there's been any change.
Hello?
What is this? There's no Dr. Kenderly here. I think you got the wrong elevator.
No, that's my doctor.
Oh, that's your doctor. Tell him what's going on.
What's going on?
Well, we just got the phones fixed. Well, apparently, they've been miswired. Now, look, how far apart are Denise's contractions? Oh, boy. Look, the elevators aren't going to be working for about another half hour, so you'll have to deliver the baby. Hello? Hello?
What? I don't know.
I'm okay. We are gonna have to deliver that baby.
What? Look, Doc, talk fast. We don't have much time.
Stay calm. You know, we can do this together. Now, I'll give you some general information first, and then I'm gonna talk you through the specifics.
Mm-hmm. Why do I do that? Should I take off my watch?
That's it!
Okay, here. Tell me what the doc says.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, here, hold. Take my watch.
Denise called Benson, and then he gave me his watch to hold.
He says to push with the contractor.
Shh. Push what?
Denise to push with the contractor.
I am.
She's pushing.
And he says to let him know when you see the head.
Oh. I see the head. I see the head. What's next?
I imagine the shoulders.
What do I do next?
Oh, what's next? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's very different from puppy.
Now, come on. Oh. Come on. Here we come on. Push.
Push, Doc.
Push.
There's a lot of noise
that's
here.
It. Push.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Push. What's that?